Of course, these things do require practice, and you do practice until picking the right circuit is as automatic as brushing your teeth and so on, but simply wearing the suit, moving in it, requires almost no practice. You practice jumping because while you do it with a completely natural motion, you jump higher, faster, farther, and stay up longer. The last alone calls for a new orientation. Those seconds in the air can be used. Seconds are jewels beyond price in combat. While off the ground in a jump, you can get a range and bearing, pick a target, talk and receive, fire a weapon, reload, decide to jump again without landing, and override your automatics to cut in the jets again. You can do all of these things in one bounce, with practice. But in general, powered armor doesn't require practice. It simply does it for you, just the way you were doing it, only better. All but one thing, you can't scratch where it itches. If I ever find a suit that will let me scratch between my shoulder blades, I'll marry it. There are three main types of MI armor: Marauder, Command, and Scout. Scout suits are very fast and very long range, but lightly armed. Command suits are heavy on go juice and jump juice, are fast, and can jump high. They have three times as much comm and radar gear as other suits, and a dead reckoning tracker, inertial. Marauders are for those guys in ranks with the sleepy look, the executioners. As I may have said, I fell in love with powered armor, even though my first crack at it gave me a strained shoulder. Any day thereafter that my section was allowed to practice in suits was a big day for me. The day I goofed, I had simulated Sergeant Chevrons as a simulated section leader and was armed with simulated A-bomb rockets to use in simulated darkness against a simulated enemy. That was the trouble. Everything was simulated. But you are required to behave as if it is all real. We were retreating. Advancing toward the rear, I mean. And one of the instructors cut the power on one of my men by radio control, making him a helpless casualty. Per MI doctrine, I ordered the pickup, felt rather cocky that I had managed to get the order out before my number two cut out to do it anyhow. Turned to do the next thing I had to do, which was to lay down a simulated atomic ruckus to discourage the simulated enemy overtaking us. Our flank was swinging. I was supposed to fire it sort of diagonally, but with the required spacing to protect my own men from blast while still putting it in close enough to trouble the bandits. On the bounce, of course. The movement over the terrain and the problem itself had been discussed ahead of time. We were still green. The only variations supposed to be left in were casualties.